Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. Today he is addressing self-trust, among other things. There is no going back. You are awakening. The apparent chaos, suffering, and confusion all across the world at present is very unsettling. Therefore, remember that everyone incarnate now is in human form by choice in order to participate in the collective awakening process, thus ensuring their own awakening, while greatly assisting others to also awaken. There is no one who is not assisting in this process. That is probably very difficult for many of you to accept, so I would remind you that everyone, there are no exceptions, is precisely where they are meant to be, as they assist magnificently in this divine plan, the plan that was established at the exact moment that the collective choice to experience separation from Source was implemented. There are no accidents, no unintended events. Everything that occurs in your human lives has a purpose, even if it is not understood or accepted. You all chose to be incarnate now, knowing that when you arrived, your memory of your divinely guided purpose would be hidden from you, in order to allow you to fully experience and learn from the life paths on which, seemingly randomly, you found yourselves. You are all divinely loved in every moment of your uninterruptible eternal existence, and while living your human lives in form, your intuition guides you most beautifully along your chosen paths. However, when intense doubts arise within you, as they sometimes do, when your intuition appears to you to be leading you astray, your heavenly support team are gently nudging you towards self-trust. Trusting yourselves is essential because you are divine beings and are, therefore, completely trustworthy. God always trusts you. Self-doubts are egoic attempts to distract you from your intuitive guidance, which is always valid, by presenting you with anxiety-producing what-if scenarios. Look carefully at any thoughts that are presented to you in order to help you differentiate between egoic falsehoods and your intuition. If you remain unsure, delay making any decisions, then ask for clarity and your guides will respond. They are always with you and will offer you guidance and comforting, supporting energy whenever you call on them. Everyone who calls on his guides is answered. Instantly. To trust yourself is to be yourself, and you cannot ever be, nor would you want to be, anyone else. Others may offer their opinions, which you may or may not find helpful, but it is always up to you to make your own life choices and decisions. Only you can know what is right for you. Of course, throughout your lives, choices arise and decisions have to be made, and when you look back over the years, there may well be decisions you have made that you now regret. Remind yourselves, when recalling life events, that your lives in form are unreal and that what you see as errors you have made were, in that moment, the best choices that you could then have made. Let go of all self-judgment because it distracts you from living and you become anxious about the possibility of offending someone, even God. People do take offense, God does not. But to be offended is to accept another's judgment of you, and why would you do that? No one, except for God, knows you as you know yourself. You chose to experience your human life and learn lessons that you were divinely guided to place on your path. As humans, you cannot avoid making errors. It is part of the learning experience. So welcome the errors. They are demonstrating something to you of which you were unaware. To awaken is to become fully aware. You are all aware that you are conscious, but just being conscious, consciousness experienced as yourself in form is often not enough, and so you can be quite unaware and unaware that you are unaware. However, you are all very good at noticing when someone else is unaware. Thus, your own awareness is often shut down by your ego distracting you. I need a coffee, to get gas in the car, to call my boss, to finish work and go home, and it is extremely adept at doing so. Do not judge yourselves negatively for the errors that you realize that you have made. If they could or have adversely affected someone else, do attempt to amend the situation, but do not engage in self-blaming, as it drags you down energetically and totally unnecessarily. So many have been trained during infancy, childhood, and adolescence to believe that making a mistake is disastrous. This is seldom, if ever, true. It may cause inconvenience, and it may also show you a new way to address an issue. Also, once you can cease automatically blaming yourself or others, the stress and emotional upheaval that mistakes tend to generate reduce enormously, allowing you to focus more clearly as your anxiety about making errors diminishes. You are all, each and every human without any exceptions, the beloved children of God. There is nothing any of you can do that will change your relationship with her. Forget divine judgment and eternal damnation. They are utterly invalid ideas or concepts that humanity invented to attempt to assuage the guilt felt for attempting to separate from God. God's only wish for you is that you be happy and return home. Of course, you have never left. But, while in form as humans, it does seem that you are indeed far removed from God. It is a little like infants hiding their faces behind their hands and believing they cannot see or be seen. Feeling so separated, so unloved, many seek love from others, compete with others for love, and frequently find themselves in conflict. This has been occurring since the moment of apparent separation, but a micro moment ago, and over the eons of time many wars have been fought on God's behalf. What an insane idea to fight for God and attempt to punish those viewed as his enemies. He has no enemies. He loves all his children, no matter what mischief they may have engaged in. Remember, life in form is illusory, and the ongoing conflicts, pain and suffering are unreal. Nothing that is not in complete alignment with love has ever happened or ever could happen. You are always and eternally at peace and in joy in the presence of Mother, Father, God, your eternal home from which you have never departed, because there is nowhere else. Nevertheless, as humans in apparently very real bodies, this divine truth is extremely difficult for you to accept. Humanity is right now finally awakening from the eons-long dream of separation and abandonment. You collectively chose to experience this unreal state, and because you have free will given to you at the moment of your creation, like all your other God-given gifts, until you collectively chose to awaken from that state, separation from Source has been your experience. The first steps in your awakening were for you to become aware that what you were experiencing was unreal. Over the last few hundred years, these steps have been taken, and now your collective awareness is in the last few minutes of waking you from the dream. There is no going back. You are awakening. Your awareness of your oneness with God can no longer be denied or ignored. There are signs of this all across the world as more and more of you come to the realization that your collective ego has fooled you into believing that the insanity you see around you is real. Nothing could be further from the truth. As you spend time daily deep within yourselves at your own individual holy inner sanctuaries, consciously at one with Mother, Father, God, allow the love that she is to completely envelop you. you will feel her love, and feeling it, you will respond to her in the same manner. You are permanently in an unbreakable one-on-one relationship with her, and the only reason that you have spent most of your time unaware of this divine truth, of actually feeling the love that is God, is because you have believed in the unreality. It is because you have believed in the reality of the unreal. Separation, aloneness, abandonment. And that belief, invented by the ego, is one that you have been most loath to let go of, to cease clinging to, even though it has caused you such intense pain. As one of your common and disparaging sayings goes, would you rather be right or happy? Finally, you have chosen happiness, and your awakening is almost upon you. Be prepared for wonder beyond wonder as you rub the sleep from your eyes and find yourselves fully awake and engaged in the most magnificent revelries to celebrate your long-awaited awakening, your return home to oneness. Your loving brother, Jesus.